Joe and Alex show on radio now. Alex found this audio of Dr. Phil. And when was this? Yesterday?
Yes.
And can you give me a little clue before I play? Because I don't know what it is.
These people, Anne and Michael, got married. They're newlyweds. They just got married. And
they having drama or what's wrong?
They are first cousins.
What?
And the story about them deciding that they want to be together and all this, I was so beside myself listening to this. I was like, oh my God, we have to play this on the show.
Isn't that illegal to marry your first cousin?
So their home state is Utah. They don't permit marriage between first cousins. They could face jail there. So they went to Colorado. I guess it must be legal in Colorado.
Is everything legal in Colorado?
Right? Everything is legal there. So, and they have kids. They were previously married when they linked up. Let me just let them tell it.
Even during the 7 years I was married, I always would pine for Angie. And I would go online and I'd check out her profile pictures and I would just stare at them before I would have to turn away and I just couldn't look anymore. It was just too painful. It was like looking at your true love, the woman you're supposed to be with, knowing that you can't have this person.
Excuse me? This is his first cousin, right?
I told you, yeah, we're only a few seconds in. Just wait.
It was torture. One time we went to visit each other. I brought my wife, she brought her ex-husband. And I just remember looking at this guy, and the first thought that came to my mind is, who is this clown? What is he doing here? She's not with the right person. I'm looking at my ex-wife, and I'm, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah. It just keeps getting better and better.
Illegal, incestuous, and immoral. First cousins, Angie and Michael, say no laws or opinions can keep them apart. And those are some of the adjectives that are used in describing these kind of relationships in different states. Now, in fact, just 3 weeks ago, Angie and Michael left the state of Utah, tied the knot in Colorado. Take a look.
After we reconnected, we started messaging each other.
I'm sorry. This sounds like something my cousin Jeremy would be doing up in Michigan if it was legal.
I was using love emojis, heart emojis, and he was saying, I love you.
There was a lot of innuendo there, like, let's go to the hot tub, I can show you my house, no one will be there.
I asked if he was willing to kiss, and he said yes. I said with...
Hold on. This girl's initiating the incest.
Wait, go back a smidge. You're not right. No, not that part.
I'll show you my house. No one will be there.
I asked if he was willing to kiss, and he said yes. I said with tongue, and he said yes, and so...
No! You freak!
I was just elated. I couldn't believe that I was going to get the chance to kiss him.
We came over to your apartment. And we kissed for at least 3 hours.
This is the best thing in my life.
Does this remind you of any of your cousins?
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
It ended up escalating to a point where I can't really say because I can't incriminate myself.
Wait. What?
Ooh, wait, it escalated to a point he can't say he can't incriminate himself because it's illegal where they actually live, which is the state of Utah.
Please tell me. Oh, my God.
The state that I live in, Utah, it's actually illegal to have any kind of sexual relations with your first cousin.
I asked him if he would marry me, and he said, in a heartbeat.
There are 19 states in which marrying your cousin is legal. Utah is not one of them.
Ooh. Utah couple who are also
juicy,
first cousins.
Yeah, okay.
So they went on the news. I mean, I told you this was so juicy.
It's so disgusting.
It's disgustingly juicy. I love Dr. Phil. I love the trash.
I would prefer the Catch Me Outside girl over, like, hey, hook up with my cousin family.
Oh, not even close.
This more?
Oh, my gosh. This is, like, TV I live for.
If we're going to be talking about this, does anybody...
Is anyone actually dating their first cousin?
Not necessarily. I mean, that's
Has
a
anyone
extreme.
Hooked up with your cousin?
I was wondering that. I just want to just...
Everyone has a hot cousin.
How do I say this? Does anybody willing to admit here on the Joe and Alex show, me, Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, that maybe you would admit, like, yeah, your cousin's kind of attractive. Whether or not you'd actually want to do something with them is different, but Alex, do you have any family member you're like, they're kind of hot?
Well, I know because...
Like, if we weren't related, I'd be like, what up?
All my cousins are, like, very young. They're, like, very... They're little boys. Like, I don't have anyone my age or older. I'm the oldest, so I can't answer that. But maybe Liv and Porkchop do.
All right, Porkchop, what about you? Is there any family member you're like, oh, they're kind of cute?
Actually, no, I don't. I'm not interested in any of my cousins.
Well, you're not interested.
Yeah,
but
I'm
would
not
you
saying
say
are
objectively
you gonna bone
that you have an attractive cousin.
I would not say so.
So no. Your family's ugly
Actually, no,
and
wait,
all
yeah.
the kids?
Yeah, no. There is one.
Which one is that?
What, I just say her name?
Yeah.
I mean, you can.
My cousin Sheila, she's extremely attractive.
Sexy wow. Sheila, all right.
Sexy yeah,
she's,
Sheila.
She's a cougar. Ironically, that's her son's name.
Is cougar?
No.
Yeah, I swear.
I thought that's it was, great.
All right, now, Liv, you've talked several times about your brother-in-law's being attractive dudes, but, like, do you have a crush on anybody? Well, not a crush, I'm sorry. Is there anybody in your family you think's really attractive? Obviously, you're not trying to get with them.
I had a cousin that when I was really young, like I think at the start of like when I was 5, I had a crush on him because he was so cute and so attractive, and I would get really, really shy around him.
Oh,
like
gosh.
I was almost scared of him because I was like shy, and he's probably 10 years older than me or 9 years older than me.
Look at that.
This might be awkward because
I said, look at that.
Oh, I thought you said, hit that. And I was like, oh my God.
She's like, been there, done that.
Yeah, and so I had a crush on him for like the longest time up until I think when I was about 12, it kind of went away.
You're welcome for the juiciest story of the day.
Wow, I feel kind of awkward now. Like, I guess I don't feel awkward admitting this, but I've got one cousin. Like, I'm not attracted to her, but I think she's really hot.
I'm not shocked.
You know what I mean?
I don't, but I hear you.
Should I have not said that?
Probably not.
Okay.
Coming up next in the garbage, Britney Spears is still not right in the head. This couple finally split, and this actor was caught with his hand in the toilet.